This is Breakfast with Dan Cox and Jenny Marchant on ABC Newcastle.
Do you like to get outdoors? Today's not a good day to be discussing getting outdoors, but on a sunny day, you only have to drive past Glenrock and see how popular mountain bike riding is around there.
It's not only Glenrock, of course. So many of our parks and public spaces have become more and more popular with bike riders, even through lockdown,
yes.
I think.
Dungog had a boom.
You're seeing this in the Dungog Common too. But in our national parks, the National Parks and Wildlife Service wants to work on a cycling strategy in response to the popularity of cycling there at the moment. They want to hear from you too. Andrew Grocock is the project manager for this draft cycling strategy for national parks. Morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Jen.
How popular is cycling in national parks right now?
Absolutely. Cycling, much like many of our recreational activities, has been increasing around the around all of our parks around the state. So certainly cycling has been increasing across many of our peak areas, including there in Glenrock, Royal National Park, Ku-ring-gai. And it's time to put a strategy out to help continue that conversation.
Why do you need a strategy? Does it cause problems?
Cycling definitely can be both a benefit. It's great to get people out into our national parks and get them experience, and it's a great way to get out there. It can cause problems, though, when people start creating new tracks or trails. And so we're putting out the strategy to say, here's how we want to approach this, and we're keen to get your input and your advice on how the best way to go about doing it is.
I love Glenrock, so it's the one that I can sort of relate to. From memory, it's a walking track alone, and then there are some mountain biking tracks, whether they're sanctioned and created by government or not. Are you thinking in your strategy you will have separate walking tracks and separate mountain biking tracks?
Look, we've got a combination of tracks around the state. So in some instances, it's a combination area where we've got 30,000 kilometres worth of fire trails, so people can make extensive use of that for cycling. In other cases, it is single track mountain biking networks that exist within parks, and we're looking about how we map some of those out. We've done that recently in Royal National Park, where there's a specific mountain biking plan that's available for that one and out now. And we're looking at developing something there for the park that you've just flagged there, Dan, which is Glenrock SCA as well.
A specific mountain bike plan?
In due course, yes.
Right.
So the first start is to have a strategy out so that we can actually say, here's the framework that we're working towards.
Okay. So if I'm in a national park, I'm walking, so I know there are a lot of signs as I enter, but maybe I'm not taking as good a notice as I can. Are there rules about where and when you can ride a bike in a national park?
Oh, look, absolutely. There are some tracks and trails that are just for walking tracks. In other cases, you'll have signage up that give you a really clear direction about where cycling can occur. Definitely, we're keen to continue to support and expand opportunities for cyclists, but we very much need to work with them to identify the best locations for that.
Could there be changes to where you're able to cycle? As in, there may be people who are used to riding right now in Glenrock. Could that change?
I can't speak specifically for Glenrock, but what I do know is that our strategy is absolutely underpinned by a really clear intent around delivering coordinated and collaborative planning so that we can work with other stakeholders across the board as well, and engaging with the community to identify what it is that they need, what they want, and what the park can offer.
So I know that you're going to be having some community consultation sessions, but it's fine really from now on, I think, for people to make a submission online. Is that right?
Oh, look, absolutely. All you need to do is jump online, Google National Park Cycling Strategy, and you'll find a fantastic webpage with all of the material there. We've got the strategy. We've got some outline of the guidelines about how we go about considering our tracks and trails. There's a video that makes it even more accessible for people to be able to see. And we're looking at those wider consultations as well. The strategy is on exhibition until the end of January. So we've got it out for a huge amount of time. We really are keen on getting as much feedback and comments from people as we can.
Nice. That can be a weekend or a holiday task that someone sits down and gives you a submission. I've got a few mates that will have an opinion and they love cycling in our national park, so I'll send it straight to them. Andrew, thank you.
We would love to hear from them.
Awesome. Good to hear from you today. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right, cheers.
Cheers. Andrew Grocock there is the project manager for this draft cycling strategy.